And back on the sports ticket on Kitty Country 94, Sean Aremus, a co-head coach with the Lady Trojan softball team, with us here to preview the season getting started today, Coach, with a doubleheader with Ellsworth. And I know that looking at this group this year, you and Coach Odell obviously have some players that you need to replace, and at the top of that list would be his daughter, Chloe, who was an all-league pitcher for you for multiple years and now playing at Butler. And then Haley Channel provided quite a bit for you last year as well as an all-leaguer. As you look at that, and I know pitching is always going to be the top of the list of how you can have success on a softball field, but replacing Chloe obviously is going to be a big thing for you guys this year. What are your thoughts on that and how things have looked so far as you try to do that?
Yeah, Chloe was a staple for this program the last, 3 years for sure, and then she was kind of cheated out of that COVID year. But, replacing her, it's going to have to be a collective effort. And, we're going to rely a lot on Olivia. She's going to be, she's had a lot of experience last year. She pitched and had a lot of success. And then, Peyton's going to kind of come out of retirement. She hasn't pitched since she was younger, but she's doing fine in practice. And so she's going to do some pitching. And then, Samantha Thompson will be relied on a little bit as well. So it's going to be a group effort because, replacing Chloe is difficult, and she was just able to strike so many people out, and so we're going to rely on our defense a lot, and I think we have a very, very sound defense to do that. So excited about the opportunity for everybody.
Obviously, you're coming off of a very successful year last year, 20-4, and you did make it to the state tournament. Looking at what you have back this year and seeing what kind of success you could have just from what you've seen from the group so far, what are some of those goals? I know that you've also added a couple players for the ones that you might have missed out on and have a pretty good chance of doing some good things again this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got our, our core is back, and, like Kaylin and Jaden Fallis are doing awesome, and they're going to be relied on a lot this season as well. We got Ella Manning and McKenna Channel as well. And then, we were able to add through the homeschooling new rule that Kansas put in, we're able to have the Smith girls. And what they've given us is awesome, and just their athleticism and everything is going to allow us to replace some of those people that we mentioned from last season. But it's going to be a collective effort, and we're just going to have to continue to grind every day and get better every day. And hitting is going to be critical. We're going to have to put up some points. And so hitting is going to be critical, but I think we've got the group to do it. I mean, they practice hard. They're very focused right now, and we definitely need to get a game under our belt just because it seems like we've been practicing. And so we just kind of need to see where we're at. And so it's going to be fun to play Ellsworth for sure.
Yeah, you're supposed to open earlier this week against Concordia. Instead, with the winter weather that just decided to show up, you take on Ellsworth today. Do you know much about Ellsworth, or are you just kind of more focused on what you guys need to do as you get ready for the season to get going?
Oh, no. I mean, we know a lot about Ellsworth. Mm-hmm. In terms of they have really good hitters, and they're a group of kids that play year-round. I mean, they're constantly playing softball. And so, yeah, we know a lot about them. They have to replace some kids who have been battling some knee injuries, and then they did have a senior that graduated as well. So they're going to be very sound. They're very well coached. They're going to hit the ball well, and they're going to field well. And so I think it's going to be a great test, our first night out. And I think the kids are excited for the opportunity.
Sean Aremus, co-head coach of the Bullitt softball team here on the Sports Ticket. Coach, we thank you again for the time, and good luck as you open out the season against Ellsworth today.
All right, thanks so much.